اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear audience, today in the first part, we are going to listen to the recitation of verses 13 to 15 of Suratul Isra, recited by Sheikh Kamil Yusuf Al-Bahtimi. Let's enjoy it.
ومن ضل فإن
Dear audience, you just listened to the recitation of verses 13 to 15 of Surah Al-Isra, recited by Sheikh Kamil Yusuf Al-Bahtimi, the outstanding Egyptian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Bahtimi, he's reciting these verses in the riwayah of Khalaf an Hamza. You know, sometimes some people may think that the reciter is reciting the Quran incorrectly. Like, why is he reciting it like this? Why is this harakah different? Why is he, like, pronouncing certain letters that have to be pronounced with tafkhim in hafs are pronounced with tarqiq?
This is another riwayah, actually.
Yes, this is ikhtilaful qira'at or riwayat. There's a difference between the riwayat. So it's important that listeners, they know that this is not incorrect. This is a different riwayah. Different riwayas could have different rules of tajweed. And sometimes even the halakha could be different. But the point is that the riwayat, the things that are written are the same. Just the halakha could be different. The pronunciation could be different. But the text of the Qur'an and the writing of the Qur'an is the same for all riwayat, mostly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the reason some say that there has this thing has occurred, this ikhtilafu riwayat in qira'at has occurred, is that at that time there was no dots, okay, for certain letters.
Mm-hmm.
There were no dots.
Yes.
For example, for ba and ta, there were no dots. Or there were no harakas. We didn't have fatha. Later, these were invented so that the reader could know what he's reciting. Because, you know, at that time, they used to memorize the Qur'an, and they could read the Qur'an without the harakat and without the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they were used to, just like in Arabic, in normal Arabic, they don't write the harakat. In the Qur'an, they do, because it's important that we recite it correctly.
Yes.
So we have, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ. This is called sect. When there is a sakin letter followed by a hamzatul qata.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You should do sakt on that sakin letter.
That is pause, actually.
Yes. Unless it's the last word or phrase that you are reading.
Mm-hmm.
You would do naql. You would do nabr if that happens, okay?
Yes.
For example, walard, if that's the word that you want to stop at.
Uh-huh.
Okay, walard. We don't say wal ard. Okay, at least in some riwayat, it's like this. It could be different in other riwayat that are similar to Hamza, to Khalaf an Hamza.
Khalaf an Hamza.
Another one is that a really obvious one is the imala. The imala means inclination, inclining
toward
the alif ul-mad to ya'ul mat.
Uh-huh.
In Khalaf and Hamza, we have only one kind of imala, which is imalatul kubra, which means we have 50% alful mat and 50% ya'ul mat.
And when does it occur?
It mostly occurs whenever we have zawatul ya.
Mm-hmm.
The ya's.
Without dots.
Without dots, that are which are actually like an alif. Okay?
Yeah, and there's a small alif above it, actually.
That's right. Now, examples in these verses, we have يَلْقِيهُ Kamil Yusuf al-Bahtimi, he said كِتَابًا يَلْقِيهُ مَنْشُورًا. Another one is كَفِي بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ.
That is كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ
كَفَى كَفِي. Okay, which is, this is إِمَالَة. And the other rules are pretty much the same for khalaf and hafs.
So aliful mad inclines to ya'ul mad.
Another one, which was ukhri, if you remember. This imala turns the ra into a muraqqaq ra, to a ra which has tarqiq, because it's impossible to pronounce a letter with imala with tafkhim. Actually, it is possible, but
in some rivayas, I think.
No, even in khalaf, it's possible, but the degree of tafkhim becomes really low. For ra, it becomes tarqiq. For example, yatghi, ghain is a letter of tafkhim.
Yes.
But the imala lowers the tafkhim a lot. Okay? So we still have tafkhim in some letters which have zawatul ya. Ukhri. Okay? We don't have, in hafs, you would say ukhra. Ukhra.
Ra with tafkhim, actually.
Yeah, but the other rules are the same mostly. These are just some small differences that you could tell that this is not hafs. Okay? Now, some similarities that we have.
And the final point, brother?
The final point is that this is a very simple rule that we have. It's one of the ways of doing waqf, okay, which is waqful ibdal. Waqful ibdal means that something changes into something else, okay, while doing waqf. And that is in the word rasula, or actually all of these verses at the end, we have tanween al-fath followed by a alif al-mad. So we have waqf al-ibdal. Rasula, manshura.
Rasulan becomes Rasula.
Hasiba, and so on and so forth.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
This hadith is from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This is a famous hadith, and I very much love this hadith. لو مات من بين المشرق والمغرب. If, God forbids, for any reason, all people die from the east to the west. Inshallah, this doesn't happen, but if it happens, God forbids, if all people die, lamastawhashtu. Imam Zainul Abidin says, I will not feel lonely. But there is a condition. Ba'da an yakuna al-Qur'anu ma'i. If Qur'an is with me, I will not feel lonely. Okay? Everyone should check himself or herself. And I should be the first person checking myself. What is giving us comfort in dunya? If you are a person that when is with the Quran, reading Quran, reflecting on the Quran, if you feel comfortable, for example, no one is at home, okay? If we feel comfortable with reading Quran and that gives us sukoon, that's a very good sign. But if you feel that you are lonely and you have to either phone someone or switch on the TV or, you know, listen to music in order to get rid of that loneliness, then that's a problem. Unfortunately, many times, in order to feel comfortable, we look just for someone to make noise, or someone to keep us busy, someone to kill us our time. Yeah? Quran may not look attractive. This is a problem. But Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, if I have only Quran with me, I don't feel lonely. And this also means that even when people are around, your main source of comfort should be not people, should be Quran or good qualities of people. For example, if they are mu'min, if they are, you know, alim, if they have good qualities, that's good. But just, you know, there is a human being next to me, this is not enough.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نوبنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن